Blog Talk Radio.
Take all of me,
Everything I am, everything I have is yours. I yield to you. I surrender to you. I give my life to you. Everything I am is yours. Everything I have is yours. I'm yours. I don't hold back anything. I don't hold back anything. Everything I have, everything I am yours. I'm yours. My dreams are yours. My future, yours. My possession, yours. My family, yours. My finances, yours. My talent, my gifts are yours. My whole body belongs to you. My agenda is yours. Everything I have, everything I am, 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 everything I have, everything I am. It's yours. Yours, yours, everything I am, yours. All I want is your presence. All I want is your presence. Everything I have is yours. All I want is your presence, Jesus. I just want your glory. I just want your presence in my life. I don't care about anything else. You can do with me as you please. I am yours. Oh Lord, I am yours. I am yours.
Outreach, CHA.WIX.com/POCC. I know that's a lot, but you can find us there. Amen. We thank God because we understand that God is God all by himself. Amen. And he has not lost control. I wish I had some people that knew that no, God is God all by himself. He doesn't need our help for anything. All the thing that is needed is we need God. Amen. So I thank you for those who are listening. I thank you for those who know who God is and what he's for. But we just want to give time to give our time and our commitment to God because he's done so much for us. And if I just had 10,000 tongues, I can believe, even begin to praise God for who he is and what he is. But right now we want to go to a throne of grace because you have had time all week long. God has allowed you to do your various activities, to do whatever you have to do in the course of your life. But now it's time to take a minute to give out, give some praise and give thanks and time to God because God is still on his throne. Well, some people don't believe that, but God, I thank you, God is alive. And I thank God for the great intercessor for us called his son named Jesus the Christ. I don't know about you, but I know that if I need to go someplace, if I need to go someplace and I need to have a little talk because my life is not like I think it should be because I'm going through trials, because I'm going through tribulation, I thank God that I can go to his son named Jesus. I can go to him in prayer, and that's what we want to do right now. Those of you in radio land who know where to pray, let's pray. We want to pray for the sick and the shut-in, those people who we know, those who we don't know about, prayer requests that we know and unknown, spoken and unspoken, that's shut in. We just want to pray, God, that we'll deliver because God is a God who answers prayer. Oh, precious Father, we thank you right now. We thank you because you are so merciful. You are so powerful. You are so awesome. Nothing else can compare to you but to you. Lord, in the upon the Ashanda, we come before you right now, and we bow down before you. We submit ourselves humbly before you. We reverence you, Father God. We reverence you today because you deserve all the praise. You deserve all the glory. We come before you right now. In the name of Jesus, we ask you that you touch right now. In the name of Jesus, there's so many people sick in a hospital, but oh God, you're still in control, and we come to you right now. We are asking you, Lord, to send out your healing virtues, Lord, in the name of Jesus. All over the hospitals, Lord, there are people in the rooms, Lord, crying out to you, Lord. Yes, Lord, we understand that you're still on your throne, and that you've given all power to your son, Jesus. Oh, Jesus, we need you today. Touch right now. Those are laid up in a hospital room. You're able to go in because there's no greater doctor than Dr. Jesus. We need you right now to move by your spirit. Yes, Lord. There's people, Lord, going through surgery. There's no greater surgeon than you, Jesus. Oh, Jesus, we need you to intercede in the operating room. We need you, Lord, to be in the hands of the surgeon. Old man can only do what you give him knowledge to do, but we understand that all power is in your hands. We come to you, Father God, yes, Lord, because we lay it down at your feet, and we need help today, yes, Lord, We need you right now to go in the nursing homes, in the rehabs. Yes, Lord, and encourage these old bodies. Encourage these old minds, these young minds, young bodies, crippled by disease, crippled by surgeries. We understand, Dr. Jesus, there is no disease that you cannot cure. There is no sickness that you cannot cure. Oh, Jesus, we need you right now to speak to the bodies. Take out every pain. Rebuke it right now. We rebuke pain right now. In the name of Jesus, we rebuke stiffness right now. In the name of Jesus, we rebuke every kind of soreness right now. In the name of Jesus, may the body, Lord, line up according to your word. Breathe on us today. Yes, Lord, look on your saints of God. Everywhere, Lord, everywhere, Lord, you know what we need. Send on your word. There's some of them behind you. Somebody's, Lord, is discouraged. Somebody, Lord, experiencing heartache. Somebody, Lord, need to be delivered. I mean true deliverance. Yes, Lord, send on your word. Send on your spirit, which says, free, loose the people that come to church, all burning down. Loose the people, Lord, that come to you in prayer, all burning down. Break every chain, break every chain. He cannot choke over, break every chain. Yes, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Break every chain, every excuse that the devil puts before your people why they can't come to service. Put every chain, break it now, every wall that's put up, Lord, in us. You came, Lord, in the world, Jesus, that we might be saved. Send on the Spirit with faith today. Yes, Lord, under the sound of my voice, let your Spirit go out, Lord, all over this world. Send on the revival. We need to be revived. We need a refreshing of your Holy Spirit. Send on the Spirit to that sinner man, that sinner girl, that sinner woman. Yes, Lord, let them know hope is not in the bottle, hope is not in the needle, hope is not in the drug, hope is not in the what kind of ism. Only hope there is in you, Christ Jesus. Let them know that you're the answer for all of what they're going through. There's nobody like you. There's none power like you, none greater. Oh, Lord, we need you, Lord, to come on in, change lives, change minds. Help them to say yes to your will. Help them to say yes to your word. In the name of Jesus, you say your word. That you're married to the backslider. I know that you're able to send the Spirit, which restores them back to you, which restores them back, because I'm a witness. I had a testimony that I was once backslidden, but your grace, your mercy, you came and rescued me. I'm so glad for your restorative Spirit. If you did it for me, you're able to go all over this globe in these end times and send the Spirit of restoration to your people in the name of Jesus. Oh, merciful Father, we need you, Lord, to stop right here. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Look on those saints of God. couldn't make it today. Look on those saints of God that are already here, by your prophetic word. Send on your anointing. Yes, Lord, in the name of Jesus, everyone under the sound of my voice, Lord, need to hear the word, but send it to me. Yes, Lord. Speak to your people. Yes, Lord. Feed us, Lord. Give us strength for what we need. Oh, little Father, give us strength to go. Let me go on through. Even the bereaved family everywhere. There is no sorrow. We understand that you cannot cure. But sometimes it seems a little hard. Help them, Lord. Give them increase their faith. Yes, Lord, in these times, Lord, speak to me. I am your vessel, just an instrument of clay. I need your word to speak, Lord. Touch someone's heart, touch someone's mind, touch their soul. Let someone come running, asking, what must I do to be saved? In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we'll be careful. We'll be careful, Lord, to give your name praise, to give you the glory, to give you the honor and majesty. In Jesus' name we pray. We thank you now. Thank God. Amen and amen. I'm going to use for my subject the word come. Come. Yes, come. Thank you, Jesus. Just come. Come. So that's when you know you're right. That's right, that word come. It has so many different things. So it's a powerful word, but the just come. Well, my scriptures, I'm going to be using Hebrews 11:1-6. And then I'm going to Romans 10:17. Romans 10:17. 1 John 5:14. Amen. 1 John 5:14. We have the song that we sing, and I wonder, do we really think about the words of the song? It says we have come this far by faith, leaning on the Lord, trust and depending upon his word. Why? Because he has what? He has never failed me yet. And if you think about that song and you think about what it has to say, you know, there's some meaning in words, amen? But if you don't believe the song that you're singing, then you're singing a lie. But you want to understand about the words that you're singing about the words that you testify of, about the words that you preach about. We just want you to come. Come. When we have and we hear this word and nothing is said behind it, what do many of us do? We just hear come. Amen. One, the basic thing is questions begin to appear. And like, come, what do you mean come? What do you mean come? Sometimes we look at who's asking us to come. And, you know, we get all caught up into what's behind that meaning. What you're talking about come. But, you know, we get all so caught up that we kind of miss out because we're asking, okay, we ask, where? Come where? Where are you talking about? Where do you want me to come? Then we ask, we go into all of that. I mean, you know, where I live over here. What are you talking about? Come there. You know, what are you talking about? You know, I've got to travel to get what you talk. Where are you talking about? Come. Do you understand my circumstances? Do you really know about what I got to go through just to come? You don't know. You don't know what you're asking of me when you say come. Then some of us ask, why? Why? You said come, but why must I come? Well, what is this about? You know, it's not so much about the where, but why do you want me to come there? We can't just step out and because we've been called to come. We just can't go where we've been asked to come. Well, we got to all get the questioning, but why must I come there? Why are you calling me to come there? And we just get all bogged down in the questions, amen. Then sometimes we got to ask, yeah, now, how am I going to get there? What do you mean? When you come, why? But how am I going to get there? I'm on a fixed income. How am I going to get there? I don't have the money for a plane ticket. I don't have the money for a bus ticket. I don't have the money to drive there. What are you talking about? How, coming where you are, how can I come? I can barely walk. I'm on the chain. I'm on this. I'm on that. How am I going to do what you asked me to do? Come. It's not just that simple. And then we also ask, well, when? Now you're talking about all this stuff. But when are you talking about? Because some of us are so busy scheduled. I've got to clear my schedule. I'm willing to come. But, I need time to do this. I need to get time to, make preparations. I've got to do this, that, and the other. So I've got to know when. And you just can't tell me to come right here in an instant. I have to have far advance notice. I plan out a year in advance, a couple of years in advance, a month in advance, weeks in advance. You just can't tell me to come, and there's no way for me to plan. We get all these type of things. We ask a variety of questions instead of just what? Just coming. Because that would involve us having to do something. That would involve us to have to really step out and not look with our natural eyes. That would really involve us to have to think about what's being asked. And you have to look at whether it's a man or woman of God that's calling you. You got to ask what's really going on, because it's not about the man. It's not about the woman. It's about hearing the call to tell you to come. If you think about it, what did the 12 disciples do? When they heard these words, come, what did? They dropped what they were doing, and with faith they came and they went with Jesus. So now we get into the where. That's different, because now you're looking at the who was asking. See, Jesus told me to come. Of course I would drop everything. Sometimes, we still know that it's Jesus talking to us, it's the Spirit of the Lord talking to us, and we know it's the Spirit of the Lord talking to us, but we don't want to step out there because it will involve us to have the word F-A-I-T-H. We don't want to step out there like that because I don't know all the perimeters. I don't know about all these questions that I have. There's just so many things. And you say, come. I got to get things together. I don't know about, Lord, I know I hear your voice. I hear you calling me to tell me to come. But, it's just not that simple to hear these men of God. They were just plain men. They had lives just like we have lives. They had professions just like we have professions. They had families just like we have families. But, when Jesus came passing by and said, come. See, they stepped out on faith. They didn't worry about all the other things, all the things. They knew that they heard the voice of the Lord saying, come. Sometimes we just got to get out of our own self. We need to get out of the way because we get so caught up in our natural self. We get so caught up in our natural eyesight. But I'm here today to tell you that we need to leave some of those things alone. And when we hearken unto the voice of the Lord, when it says come, I want you to know it's going to be all right. All you have to do is what? Have F-A-I-T-H, faith. Amen? Faith. Now, see, someone say, that's all nice and well said and done. But the reality of it is I just can't walk out there because, those were people back in those times. How can I be like what they are in today's times? This is a modern time. I can't just do it like that. But I'm here to tell you that God is the same yesterday, as he is today, as he was yesterday. If God is calling you and telling you to come, then you need to come. Read your Bible. It gives you examples of all different ways that God is reaching out, asking you to come. Come, come, because, see, we know that there is a place where we can go, whom we know that there's a power higher and greater than us. Some people out there just don't want to step out on anything unless they can see it, touch it, smell it, feel it. But I want you to know that that's not faith. That's not faith. Because if you read Hebrews 11:1-6, it says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for. Let's stop right there. You know, some of us can have faith, and we can come and sit down in a raggedy old chair, and we know that we should have been looking at it, know that it's raggedy, but yet still it's a man-made thing. We have set ourselves on down in that chair, trust to those screws and the trucks, trust in the craftsmanship and the workmanship, although it looks a little bad, it's still going to stand up and hold me up. But we can't step out on faith. We cannot go out there and say, well, Lord, you know, I don't see the members here, but I'm going to put chairs here because I'm going to step out and believe because you called me that they're going to come. Lord, I don't see the way, but I'm trusting and I'm believing in you, and because of my faith, I'm going to trust and believe because I don't see it now. But now it says now is faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things seen. Oh, Lord, I'm not seeing heaven, but I'm hoping that one day I'm going to be able to get there and see my Savior and hear him say, well done. I have not seen heaven, but I heard about it in the Word. But I'm going to step out. I'm going to live according to the Word of God because I have faith that if I live right, that I'm going to see heaven. Oh, blessed name. You've got to have some faith. Well, that's all well and good. That's all well and good. Faith, that kind of faith with the evidence of things. Yes, we all believe in heaven. Yes, but what are you going through in your own life? Do you have faith working in your life? Are you using your faith as the tool that it is? In verse 2 it says, see, by faith, you know, it says, by it the elders obtained a good report. Verse 3, it says, through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. Verse 4, by faith, F-A-I-T-H, Abel offered unto God a more excellent than Cain, by which he obtained a witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gift. And by it he being dead, yet speaketh. Now, think about that. By faith, see, even though there is deadness of the body, yet God testified of his gift. And because of it, because he being dead, yet speaketh, because God testified of his gift, you know, that's faith to go on and do what God says to do. Okay, I don't see it. I don't see it, but if you know, through faith, the worlds were made. You know, God spoke it, and it was so. Well, God said it, I believe it, that's good enough for me. If God called me to do it, I'm going to come, and I'm going to answer. You know, there's all kinds of, well, examples of come. With faith, all of us who are heavy laden can say, come now to me, I will give you rest. But I want you to know what's the purpose of coming if you don't believe that God will do it. You got to step out on some faith. You know, I already told you that everything was created what? By his word. It is faith. Faith. Through faith, we understand that the worlds, for the S, were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do. God is God, and he's great all by himself. Therefore, by faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death and was not found because God has translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony that he what? That he pleased God. How many of us can actually know that we have that testimony, be for sure that what we say, what we do, pleases God? By faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death. You want to know what translated means? Conveyed from one place to another. In other words, removed to heaven. Here's the key thing: without dying. That's according to the King James Bible page, /KJV dictionary. Translated. Think about that. Think about how God is so great that he can take a person living and translate him into what he needs to be in order to receive this, hey, his reward in heaven without him or her dying. What a God we serve. He said, but by faith, Enoch was translated. Enoch had to have faith in God. Amen. Think about how powerful that faith was that he didn't even taste death. If you go down to the sixth verse, he says, but now see, here's where it is so important. But without faith, F-A-I-T-H, it is impossible to please him. See, if you don't have faith, how are you going to first have a relationship with God? How are you going to first even come knocking at the door? How are you going to first say, well, you know, I'm ready to give up? How are you going to even make the first step without faith? Faith, you got to believe in something, because if you believe in man, man will surely let you down. Man will let you down because man is man. And I'm telling you, what man makes, everything man makes, it deteriorates. So, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is. So how are you going to come to God that you don't believe God is God? You know, if you think about what I just told you, how powerful God is, that he translated, he took a person living, and living without him tasting death, and he took him straight to heaven, changed his mortal body into immortality without him tasting death. What a mighty God we serve, and he made the heavens and the earth. Think about that. God made everything in it, but you got to believe that God is God. So how can you come that if you don't even believe that there is a God? You got to first have faith. You must believe that God is God. He's almighty, all-seeing. He's an all-knowing, all-powerful God. He is the Alpha and the Omega. God is God. Not only that, here's the good part, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently, you know, sometimes I'm going to tell you, when I was a young man, they have revivals, you know, you come up there and they make you want to come up here and get